What are some of the common feelings Atlantans have when it comes to parking?
Atlantans really like their parking, probably because Atlantans really like their cars. And as a blanket statement, that's fair. I know some Atlantans don't necessarily drive or take advantage of the transit options that we have. But for the most part, Atlantans are in a car-based city. And so they need a place to stick their cars. And automobiles are already expensive enough to operate. A lot of people see the extra cost of paid parking as an imposition. Something that's always been free is taken for granted in Atlanta.
So how do you think Atlantans' feelings toward parking have shaped development in the city?
From the 1950s onward, you've had the replacement of buildings in downtown Atlanta with parking lots. And we're finally seeing the reversal of that in downtown and midtown and other in-town areas where surface lots and parking decks that have existed for 5 or 6 decades are now being turned back into useful land. We're developing high rises and mid rises throughout the city that are not only taking over those parking spaces, but then causing the need for a greater amount of parking spaces. So as density increases in Atlanta and without other alternatives to driving, you're going to actually end up with more cars in the city with less space to put them.
What happens next? What's the solution to that?
The unfortunate thing is that the solution is a better public transit system, but that does not happen overnight. And so as Atlantans and Atlantans who are moving in town and doing more things in town, it's going to take a sacrifice at the beginning. It's going to involve pay parking. It's going to take supporting the transit infrastructure that's already there to allow for Atlanta's leadership to go, okay, we don't need the parking requirements that we have. And the new planner for the city, Tim Keene, has addressed this and said he's aware of the fact that there's this dissonance between this walkable initiative and this requirement for a parking space per bedroom. It's a problematic relationship. There's no easy solution. But while it may seem greedy that developers are charging for an amenity that was once there, and while it's hard to claim that they're being altruistic and doing this to motivate people to get out of their cars, it is true that a couple dollars parking is going to make the difference between someone saying, oh, I'll walk half a mile to that, or, oh, I'll just drive. Not every errand can be accomplished without a car. If you're buying a piece of furniture, you're not going to walk down to Ponce City Market, pick it up, and walk back down the Beltline. But there are solutions. And the fact of the matter is, the reliance on cars is just going to create more problems in the long run with the expectation of parking you're using than prime real estate that people want to occupy, place cars.
So more than a few people maybe disagreed with your post for curb. How do you find a balance between encouraging people to use alternative modes of transit by, for example, making all parking paid rather than free and punishing people who need to drive?
To clarify, I think a lot of people get upset because you say pay for parking. We're talking very specific instances here. I'm not advocating pay for parking out at suburban shopping malls. The whole point of a suburban shopping mall is to drive to it. What we're really referring to is this inner core, this dense area of the city that is growing denser. And really, if you work downtown or in midtown right now, or live, you are paying for parking. So it's a reality that a lot of Atlantans already face. It's just a concept that's beginning to spread a little bit further than the high rises that people expected in. And that's an inevitable change to market conditions. It's a response to the fact that this land is becoming more valuable. There is a need for parking. We're not eradicating parking in the city. We're not advocating that parking is eradicated from the city. We're advocating that MARTA costs $2.50 a ride. Your car costs X amount of money to operate with gas and insurance. Parking is just another one of those components that is a reality of living in the city. You don't have free parking in major cities, New York, London, Paris. These cities have congestion charges and large fees to even access the city in a car to begin with. And I'm not necessarily advocating for that either. You know, we could stick a wall around 285 and charge people $5 just to come in the city. I'm not saying that we should do that, but the point being is there are expenses to operating a vehicle, and if you want to drive into certain parts of the city, it's going to cost a couple extra dollars, and that's something that needs to be budgeted for. And realize that That's part of the cost of convenience.
Well, how much would you pay for parking?
How much would I pay for parking? It really depends on the context. And I'm one of those people where I grew up in the suburbs. We drove everywhere. That was a fact of life. But I'm making those conscious decisions to get out of my car and walk to work, take the train to work, walk to shops and things. And so I recognize that paying for parking is something that even I don't necessarily want to do, but it's something that contributes to a better Atlanta, and I'm very much in support of that. Reasonable rates. I'm not advocating for $10 an hour. I'm saying $1 or $2 an hour, something that isn't a major imposition, but makes you stop and think and say, okay, I could walk a mile or I could pay $3.
Is there any evidence that making people pay for parking will in some way discourage them from taking their car into the city rather than parking it at a MARTA station and taking transit into the city?
The Ponce City Market example is difficult to kind of pin down because it's not necessarily easily accessible from a MARTA station. They do run shuttles to Ponce City Market from North Avenue. But the fact of the matter is a lot of people aren't going to walk a mile, especially if the weather's not good. But in places like downtown, where you have easily accessible transit stations, you see people make the decision to take the train to work instead of sitting in Atlanta traffic. When gas prices spike, we see a higher ridership in MARTA. So people do that cost-benefit analysis. And if parking weighs into that as a cost, then the benefit is to take the train. So charging for parking or charging more for parking is going to encourage some people out of their cars. It's also going to irritate a lot of people. But the time is to begin this dialogue about what is the next step and what is the role of the car in Atlanta's future.